is yours to keep. And what you should do is take the first part you earn. That's yours. Now, you're going to find people say, but I couldn't afford to do that. Oh, the truth is, you can't afford not to do that. Because you see, the latter years of your life, what should actually be the worst may very well turn, or the best, should may very well turn out to be the worst. Andy, 1.5 million. And all you've ever done is set aside $20 a week. Is that correct? Have you any idea, Andy, what you would be worth in a relatively short period of time if you did that? If you just said, I'm going to take what I earn between 8 a.m. and noon on Monday, and I am going to pay me that. Anyone that is prepared to make that kind of a commitment, I can assure you, can become financially independent in a relatively short period of time. Now, for many years, I traveled with John all over the place, all over the country. We would work up 200 cities in a year. And we were working with all kinds of financial institutions. And you know what really puzzled me? These people were working around money all the time, but they didn't understand it. Most of them didn't even have very much of it. It's like Bernard Brook one time said. He said it puzzled him. People on Wall Street worked around money all their life, and yet they didn't understand it. They thought they were excited because they were earning money. The truth is, they were earning the money because they got excited. There's a story of Pat and John in the Born Rich book. Pat and John are friends of mine. Here about 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I guess, just around this time of year, it was around the beginning of November, we got together and we sat down in the Prince Hotel. It was obvious to me that they were not a very happy couple, and they weren't. And it was obvious why. They had never sat down and taken one of these gold cards and written on it what they wanted. They were locked in that particular morning to a very negative polarity. I was locked into a very positive one. I was not about to move. And I said to them, John, what's something you really want? He thought I was being ridiculous, and he says, Pat and I'd like to have our own house. I said, then go and get it. Well, he said, we can't. Well, I said, why not? Well, he said, we haven't got any money. I said, John, you don't need any money. Now, some of you think that's sort of a ridiculous statement. They certainly did. They said, what do you mean we don't need any money? I said, well, you haven't made a decision to buy the house. What do you need the money for? And you know, that's why most people never make a decision to live the way they want to live, because they haven't got the money. Then the truth is, they don't need the money until they make the decision to do whatever they're going to do. I said, you want to be in the house before Christmas? I took the calendar, and right across the 18th of December, I said, moving. Now, I said, you just think of how to get that house, not why you can't. I said, I'd be a poor guy to talk to from this point on, because I don't have a real spectacular record in the area of real estate. But I said, I know a lady that does. She worked at Harvey Callis Real Estate, just up around the corner from the Prince Hotel in Toronto. Her name is Natalie Kopman, Natalie Wasserman now. I was just at Natalie's wedding last week. I said, Natalie, I got a couple of live ones over here for you. They want to buy a house and they haven't got any money. And I remember her saying, oh, great. But at any rate, she came around and I said, Natalie, John and Pat have an image in here of the kind of house they want. I want you to listen carefully to them until you get the image in your mind of the kind of house they want. Go out and find it and come back and tell them how much they need to put down on that house. And I said, it'll probably turn out to be an awful lot less than what they thought. They thought it cost lots of money. They didn't know how much lots was. The very day that I had marked on their calendar, the 18th of December, they moved in to number 7 Bard's Walkway in Willowdale, Ontario. They lived in that house for a couple of years, and they sold it for a handsome profit. And the lady that bought the house is here today. Stand up for a minute, Vera. Vera Clozell bought that house. Is that correct, Vera?
Yes.
Thank you, Vera. Vera lived in it for some time, and she sold it for a respectable profit. Now, I'm only going back 5-6 years. The lady that bought it lived in it for a while. And on the 15th of September,